Welcome to another CTO Coffee Hour.
We've got some interesting things you've been playing with in the last couple days to discuss today. Some things that, dare I say, you are putting up there, like a paradigm shift sort of things going on.
So the thing that really caught my eye this week is Universal Tool Call Protocol. I don't want to overhype things, but now that we're starting to create these protocols where we can discover new tools, or your personal agents can discover new tools and use them, that's cool stuff for me. So this one basically has a list of tools. So like if I want to get weather, and then it would tell me where to reach out to that. And so you could have an entire directory of thousands of tools that your LLM could then search through, and then you could connect to them. So this directory could include tools that are made by your company, by a different company, and it centralizes it and allows you to connect to it. You still would have to log in with that, but you know, it'd be this massive directory of tools. And I think the discovery of new tools is something I've been talking about for a while. That's really got to change, and authentication's got to change too. And we're getting there. It's going to be an interesting step forward for the technology that is known as agentic software.
So you had weather in there. That's a tool. What's the weather? What are some other tools you think you could reach out to?
The ones I'm using right now, Calendar, Trello, so project management. There's ones for locally editing video, but this wouldn't work with the local stuff. Actually, they do have some strategy in there. It's got a whole bunch of different stuff in there. But yeah, streaming provider is the one I'm the most excited about right now. Let's see, other ones in there. Eventually most of these websites like Reddit and stuff will release their own.
Let's say where this is going. So who would be a good candidate for publishing a tool? Would that be the right way to say it? Or an MCP endpoint? I'm not quite sure the exact proper term.
An HTTP streamable endpoint, which is it's in the MCP protocol, or model context protocol, as it should say. But yeah, I mean, honestly, anybody that wants people to be able to use their agentic software to interact with their website. I mean, I'm going to do a big talk on this next week, so I don't want to spoil it. But if you're in e-commerce, you're going to want to make it so the bots can effectively browse your site without just spamming it. You're going to want to be able to put the safeguards on it, and this is the way to do that. So it's actually funny, as I spent a good chunk of my morning working on creating something like that with rate limiting and giving the bots fair understanding of, you know, how to browse my website without spamming me or clicking random things that could have unintended consequences. In reality, like, it is an API. It's just a very niche focus. It's a, you know, an application programming interface. Well, this is an interface made specifically for bots. So I could show you one of the things I'm playing with right now. I have a local service running right here. And basically, when the bot connects to it, it'll get access to these things: search and search project products, and fetch, checkout, add to cart, a couple different things here. There's a debug one there. And so the bots basically will get this information, and they say, fill out a query and send it there. So instead of having to go to my website and digging through all the HTML on the page and figuring out what is to click on, what to fill out, it just has this very specific text-based interface. I don't know if I can. And this isn't on the browser. Search for TV. Let's see if you're ready today. I haven't actually tested this one yet.
So this is going to schematical.com through an API and running this search. Is that correct?
Yes. Also, I just realized this is going through schematical.com. I don't have it fixed on schematical.com yet. And it won't let me, ChatGPT won't let me do this locally. We can try it in a different server though. I have another MCP server wired in via, I think, Cursor. So give me a second here. And this is actually, I'm going to show you some of the ugly parts of this. This is why I'm so excited about discovery. I'm going to show you how we currently do this. So if I go here, settings. So if I want to add an MCP tool right now, I've got to go in here and I've got to hit edit here. And then I've got to go and edit a text file, which
write some JSON, which for you is fine. But for the average user, probably isn't the best of ideas.
You got it. You got it. So let's go back here. It does. It did, in fact, connect. You can see right here it has access to the. So I can say, please use the MCPIFY product search to search for TV, a TV. And let's see what it does. This is using GPT-5, which is well-versed in tool calls. It's giving me its reasoning behind it, which definitely is using up some tokens for me. Let's see. It searched for TV, and it got a list of products from Best Buy right now because I've just wired that in for the moment. So it's not searching for schematical products because I don't have that many products, but we, for the tech demo, I wanted to have an actual e-commerce example. And there we go. We've got all this stuff. I think I can view it. Let's see if I can actually view the product here. Ah, and it sent me to API Best Buy. Need some tweaking. Oh, nope. Oh. It sent me to the right thing. Look at that. And it gave me a TV stand, but I see why I would return that there. Still needs work, but that's the idea, is that the agent now can search the internet on my behalf. And I could, I think this is the other example I've got, is browser OS. So you saw how long that took to run. Let's use browser OS, which looks, this will use HTML, not MCP. And so we're going to say, go to Best Buy and browse for a new TV.
So am I seeing this right, that right now you're talking to a browser and the agent in the browser is going to go manually browse Best Buy? Whereas in the first example, it wasn't your browser, it was your agent, and you said, find me televisions. However, that agent could go out and Best Buy, Amazon, American TV, et cetera, whomever it wants to browse that has an MCP endpoint, it could theoretically talk to them so long as you've mapped that endpoint.
Exactly. So right now we're sending, I'm sending this entire page into the LLM. It has to read through 10,000 lines of HTML, which doesn't render in this pretty little thing like that. It's just reading text. It doesn't understand what's happening on the page in any real capacity. And then it's looking through everything here and says, oh, is this what I should be typing in the search? Is this what I should be typing in the search? I see, look at this. It's confused. It's, let's see, search for TV using the text box. So now, you know, it stopped. It thought it was done. And I mean, there is a TV on the screen, but it definitely hasn't searched for TVs.
So using an agent is going to what? It's going to simplify it for the user. It's going to
I mean, it's just time saving. It makes it so the user doesn't have to go searching through a million different things. If you wanted to do some advanced product searching and you didn't want to sit there and do it yourself, that's what the agents would do on your behalf. So now we got to where we need to go, and I can ask it. I could ask it questions about this. I could tell it to do some deep research or something like that. I actually don't know what model browser OS is using, but let's see, summarize and give me a good cost. Let's see, a rundown TV is the best. So you know, you could do that, but I could do the same thing with the other one, but this is just vastly more effective. Or sorry, this is less effective using the HTML, letting it try and view it like a human, as compared to something like this.
So this would have transmitting gone hundreds of times more data than it needs to. And thousands. It also has to paginate through all of these pages to actually get a full picture of what's going on.
Well, and if you think about it, there's so many inputs and outputs on this thing. The chances of it misunderstanding what each one of these things do and clicking on it, misinterpreting that, is very high. Mm-hmm. Versus if I give it tool calls, we go back here, you know, like even if I've got my advanced one, it very clearly says, what's your query? What categories you want? What's the limit? What's the page? Sort by and done. So there's just so much more room for error if you give it access to the whole browser. For some reason, it's gone back to Google, which I don't quite know why it did. Okay, it's just searching Google now, but I wanted it to summarize it based on Best Buy. And it's, so this that could be a model issue, though, because the other one's using GPT-5, and this one, I actually don't know what the agent's using. It's using Browser OS's model, which I'm not paying for, so I guarantee it's some rinky-dink one. But it is trying. It's just going to, you know, it's just wasting and burning through tons of tokens and much more prone to error as opposed to this here. So
do you know of any major, let's just say retailers, for lack of a better term, e-commerce, et cetera, do you know of anybody that's actually rolled this out yet? Or are we on the very, very front end of this wave?
We're on the front end of this wave. What happened first with MCPs is they wanted to make it so the agents could take action on your behalf locally on your computer. So they wrote all these kind of scripts that run locally. And again, that's not something my mother's ever going to run or figure out. And it's actually very insecure. But then the protocol evolved to have streamable HTTP. And then that's when I think we're going to see wider adoption of these things. Now, with that said, I have not found an Amazon.com thing where I could product search. I was blown away that I haven't found that yet. Now, with that said, 10 minutes from now, they'll release it, because every time I say something doesn't exist, they release it. But I'm curious as to why, and I think I know why, is because they want humans to view their ads and their sponsored or promoted stuff. And if you give the LLMs the ability to parse that data and then filter that out, then they lose a bunch of their revenue. So it's an interesting paradigm.
All right. Well, we're at about 15 minutes. We could talk about more things, but I think we hit the biggest, I don't want to call it news of the day, but the technology that's got you the most excited, that's got the most potential. I mean, how often do we regularly sit and look at a, dare I say, a genuine paradigm shift, right? Versus, you know, we're not talking about a new version of jQuery or something came out today. You're talking about a legitimate paradigm shift.
Evidently, I wanted to watch a video in the middle of this. I want to close this guy and just let him go. I mean, I attribute it or equate it to the smartphone revolution. It's, you know, the first time you lay eyes on that iPhone and you're like, okay, I get it now. That's what we're seeing ahead of us. But, you know, it's not perfect. First couple of iPhone demos, you know, they couldn't get enough cell service to get it to run on 3G or whatever it was doing at the time. So that happens. But yeah, I'm genuinely interested in how this technology can go. I mean, I do have my whole presentation for Forward Fest. So if you're at all interested in seeing this Forward Technology Festival, this, I'm speaking on Monday. Well, circling back to this, so now that you saw how I had to add that text file, this would be basically, you just add one URL. You'd copy and paste the URL, and then you'd have access to thousands of tools. It's like typing in Google. And so, and then you could search Google. You'll be able to search these different places for all these other tools, your tool will. And you'll have to say yes and give it permission to, like, my, you know, my agents are always asking me permission to do this, permission to do that. So, and we're going to have to build in security and all that stuff there. But these developers.
A better directory system, a better authentication system, et cetera. You can, much like the App Store, you can click add, right? You're going to be able to add these things to whoever your agent is. You're going to be able to go out to a directory and say, I want to find red shoes, for example. And it might suggest 10 different shoe retailers, you know, Amazon, Payless, whomever else.
And similar to this, once the bot decides, hey, I want to use this new tool, a screen will likely pop up. Like when we were logging into StreamYard here, it asked me permission to post to LinkedIn and to YouTube and all that stuff. And so it sends you to YouTube for a second. And it's what we call OAuth, open authentication flow. And it's actually on screen right there, OAuth 2. And so what it does is it sends you to these other things, like, you know, whatever your Facebook account says, do you want to grant StreamYard permission to do this? Well, it's the same thing will happen basically. Do you want your bot to be able to access Amazon on your behalf and buy things? And I hopefully they don't just, they maybe let them add to cart, but not check out without some amount of human intervention. I think eventually, I mean, something you'll see is probably like you give them a budget of like $50 and you'll say, listen, as long as it's not spending more than $50 a month, then just let it, you know, do its thing. I trust it up to $50 a month or something like that, which makes sense if it's buying you lunch every day.
Or delivering your monthly laundry detergent, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. But you wouldn't, you know, we'll see. It'll be a very interesting you know, evolution of trust parameters for your AI agent buddies.
Cool. You're giving a big talk on this on Monday. So 6 days from now, we'll definitely post that talk to the channel for anybody that's interested in that. Next Tuesday, anybody in Madison that wants to participate in a live Cloud War Games event, that will be happening here at 100 State. And we will post links to both of these things in the first comment for the show notes. So anything else before we sign off on our second experimental tech coffee jam session this morning, Matt?
Sure. If you wanted to add your own MCP server, I'm just going to remind people we do have a schematical.com public MCP server that you can access and search posts and whatnot. So it's not really that robust yet, but I am working on some new ones that are more fun.
Cool. Well, I'd be curious to know if you're one of the first publicly available MCP servers out there on the internet, but I don't know if the bandwidth to call everybody in check.
I actually, I was searching and today I've only found one other one. So,
bravo.